evening. Man, it is good to be in, I'd say, in God's house tonight, because I believe that's where we're at. I believe not only inside this building tonight, but just being here on God's ground, that we're on holy ground tonight. Amen? We're on that place tonight that God has set apart. As I was looking to, in my phone today, I seen an area here where this church was not even here, and the parking lot wasn't even here, and there was water. You could see where the water, it had done been cleared off, nothing but red sand, and there's this water just gushing down through it. I don't know why I took that picture, but you could just see where the water was running through everything. And I thank God tonight that He's given us a place to worship, don't you? A place where we can come to His house tonight and worship Him in spirit and truth. Tonight we'll be in John chapter number 10. We're going to begin reading in verse number 1. I try to stick as best as I can with the book of the Bible, stick with that book and go through it. So during the week, if you say, well, I really don't know what to study, preacher, just get back in that book. And that's where we're going to be when we meet back together. And God will speak to your heart in a mighty way, I guarantee you tonight. John chapter number 10, I want to preach a little subject tonight on an open door. An open door that we have. Union Chapel, I don't know if you know it or not, but this coming up week when Brother Kara comes, we're going to have an open door opportunity for a revival to sweep through this area like we've never seen before. And I believe that tonight on the authority of God's word tonight, because He is the door tonight. Amen. That's what Jesus reverenced Himself as tonight. And He is the door, and He is the door of the sheep. If you have a copy of God's word, I ask you to stand as we reverence the reading of God's word. John chapter number 10 and verse number 1 in the Bible says, verily, verily, I say unto you, he that entereth not by the door into the sheepfold, but climbeth up some other way, the same is a thief and a robber. But he that entereth in by the door is the shepherd of the sheep. To him the porter openeth, and the sheep hear his voice, and he calleth his own sheep by name, and he leadeth them out. And when he had put forth his own sheep, he goeth before them, and the sheep follow him, for they know his voice. And a stranger will they not follow, but will flee from him, for they know not the voice of strangers. And this parable spake Jesus unto them, but they just couldn't understand what he was saying, could not understand what things that were spoke unto them. And then said Jesus unto them again, verily, verily, or surely, surely, I say unto you, I am the door of the sheep. All that ever came before me are thieves and robbers, but the sheep did not hear them. And Jesus says in verse number 9, I am the door. By me, if any man enter in, he shall be saved, shall go in and out, and find pasture. Let us pray. Heavenly Father God, as we bow in your presence tonight, I thank you tonight that, Father God, our relationship tonight is built on nothing less than what you did on the cross of Calvary. Father God, how you bled and died and was put in that borrowed tomb, and you rose again on the third day. And Father God, by that today, Father God, by the authority of that word tonight, Father God, we know that you say you are the door. And Father God, tonight, if we're going to get into heaven tonight, it'll be through that door. It won't be no other door. There's no other way that men can get to heaven, that women can get to heaven, that boys and girls can get to heaven, Father God, but through your Son, Jesus Christ. And Lord God, tonight, we're a church that stands on that, and we're a church tonight that preaches that, that you say that you are the way, the truth, and the life. So Lord God, tonight, I pray as we look into the text, we see this open door that you have for us. This door's never shut. It's always open. And Lord God, tonight, I pray as we look into the Word of God tonight, that you open our eyes to see that we have an open door. Father, we love you, and Father, we thank you. Lord, I ask it all in Jesus' most holy, precious name. And all of God's people said, amen. You may be seated tonight. An open door. I'm talking tonight about an open door that we have in our lives and that we've all had tonight. I pray this message touches your heart in a mighty way. But I want to go back and I want to bring us up to where we're at tonight and why Jesus had to say that he was the door. Why he had to say he was the open door and that he was the way. Let me give you this just a little bit tonight. In John chapter number 1, Jesus is the Lamb of God. John chapter number 2, Jesus turns the water into wine. John chapter number 3, he was the one that was given for us. He said, for God so loved the world that he gave. Chapter number 4, he is the thirst quencher. You know what he told the woman at the well? He said, you taste of this water and of course you'll never thirst again. John chapter number 5, He heals the lame man. John chapter number 6, he fed the 5,000. Hey, I want you to know he didn't have much, but when he got done, he had an all-you-can-eat buffet. Can I get an amen? Folks, he's still that way tonight. There's an all-you-can-eat at the feet of Jesus. Chapter number 7, he says, hey, once you've ate at my table out of your belly, it's going to flow rivers of water out of your belly. Chapter number 8, he says he forgave the adulterous woman, the one that was caught right in the act of adultery. You know what Jesus did? He forgave her and he ran the old accusers away. But we get here, and I want you to know, in John chapter number 9, he heals the blind man. The blind man couldn't see, and Jesus heals him. And now we're here we are tonight, and it's this. And the Pharisee says, hold up, wait a minute. They've come to this place, and they said, you've done all these things for 9 chapters. You've went against what we believe. You went against what we think. And now you've come to a place and you've done all of this. Wait a minute. By what authority do you do this? By what authority can you feed 5,000 when you don't even have no food in your hand? And hey, they could not understand that he could feed them because, not because of the little boy and his loaves, but because Jesus Christ, he is the bread of life. Amen? So we get here tonight and we see Jesus says, they said, how can you do these things? And Jesus said, I can do these things because I am the door. I am the way, I am the truth, and I am the life. He says, I am the door. And tonight we're talking about an open door. He said there was this little old lady. She lived in the town that there this preacher lived in. And this preacher went to her and said, you know you're about at the end and you're about at life's end. And you need to come to this place and you need to know Jesus as your personal Lord and Savior. And she said, I already know him as my personal Lord and Savior. And he said, well, have you confessed? Have you confessed? And she said, I have confessed. I've done asked Jesus. And he said, well, I've never heard you confess. And she said, but I have confessed. And he said, ma'am, do you not know confession is the key? And if you don't confess, you won't get into heaven. Confession is the key that you need. And she told that man, so you just keep your keys because I've got the door. Can I get an amen? Friends, tonight I want you to know that woman knew that she had called on the name of the Lord and she didn't need no key. You know, she had the door tonight. And I want you to know it's an open door tonight. But as we read the text tonight, Jesus says in chapter number 10, I want you to look in verse number 3. And the Bible says, to him that the potter openeth, and the sheep hear the voice, and he calls his own sheep by name and leadeth them out. When we look at that door tonight, that open door, what does it represent tonight in my life? And what does it represent in your life? Friends, tonight, that open door, it represents an opportunity to enter in. That open door is an opportunity for you and I to enter in. Friends, I want you to know we got a revival coming up, and Brother Kara is going to come and he's going to shuck the wood. Man, I want you to know he's going to peel the corn. He's going to lay it out there. But I want you to know tonight, he cannot and he will not bring revival when he comes. The only way revival will break loose in this place is when the people of God get humble and get at the feet of God and realize that the door is Jesus Christ. And we realize that, hey, we need Jesus to do a work in this place. He says it's an opportunity for us to enter in. Friends, tonight, I know the door, don't you? I know what that door is. Friends, I want you to know he ain't a back door. He's not a side door. He is the front door tonight. He is the only way in tonight. And he says we have an opportunity to enter in that door tonight. Look in verse number 3. Number 1 tonight, that opportunity to enter in. We enter into God's presence when we enter through that door. Look what he says in verse number 3. To him the porter openeth, and the sheep hear his voice. And they enter into God's presence because they hear his voice. They said what would happen here. They would take these sheep in, and he says how that porter would open that door. They would take these sheep in, and I'm talking about an opportunity. And at the end of the night, the shepherd, he would take all the sheep, and they would stick them into a cave. And there'd be a bunch of different sheep go into that cave, and they would all go into that place. And come daybreak, that doorkeeper, that man that would watch that door, when that shepherd come back, he would let the real shepherd in. He said any other shepherd would go in a different way. My friends, I want you to know tonight, Jesus Christ came one way, and he came by a virgin birth. My friends, I want you to know, he didn't try to sneak on the scene. When he come on the scene, everybody knew it. He was a star shining in the sky. Man, there was people looking for him. And I got good news tonight. There's people still seeking Jesus tonight. Can I get an amen? He says he's our opportunity tonight. But he said when that shepherd would come, he says, my sheep hear my voice, and they know me. He said when that shepherd would come, they'd be four or five different shepherds would have all their sheep mixed together. But when that shepherd come and he called his sheep, they knew his voice. I would ask you tonight, do you know the voice of Jesus Christ? Do you know when he calls your name? Do you know when he's talking to you? And he said that shepherd would come up and he would call his sheep. And you know what his sheep would do? They would come forth. Why? Because they had an opportunity to enter where the shepherd was. Look at this tonight. He says to enter in God's presence, because in verse number 3, we have heard his voice. But also tonight, not only to enter into God's presence, but to enjoy God's peace. Look what he says. And the sheep hear his voice, and he calls his sheep by name. Friends, tonight, it's an amazing thing that the God of the universe tonight, I'm talking about the one that made everything tonight, he knows my name. Ain't you glad of that tonight? Hey, he knows my name. He knows your name tonight. He never mixes it up. He never gets it off balance. He never gets it off key. Friends, tonight, he knows your name. He knows exactly who you are. He knows exactly where you are. If you've been born again, he knows your name tonight. And he says this in the Word. I love this. The opportunity to enter into God's presence and enter into and to enjoy God's peace tonight. I don't know about you, but it is a peace of mind to know that God knows my name. That God knows that my name, and he knows exactly who I am tonight. And that's that opportunity that I took that day and you took to enter into where God was. Friends, I want you to know tonight, you can't be on both sides of the door. Have you ever thought about that? You can't be on both sides of the door at the same time. You can't be on the inside of the door and the outside of the door at the same time. And Jesus said, he said, I want you to know, I want you to be where I am. I am that door, and I want you to come through that door. And he said because of that, not only that opportunity to enter in, it's his presence and his peace, but we embrace God's path that he has for our life. There's a path that he has. And look what he says in verse number 3. And he leadeth them out. That shepherd will lead you out. And I want you to get this. The opportunity to enter in where the shepherd is, that opportunity to enter in is now and not later. It's the opportunity to enter where the shepherd is now, not later. I don't know about you, husbands, men in the group. I don't know about you, but I am a very good, I believe the word is procrastinator. Is that right? Everybody's got quiet on me. I believe that's the word. And my wife will say, hey, will you do this? And I'll say this. I'll say, yeah, I'll do it later. This week she said, hey, when I get off work, I want my stadium seats cleaned up so we can go to practice and I can set them. Is that okay? Can you handle that? I said, I got that took care of. 30 minutes before we was going to go, man, them things were still filthy. And they had to be cleaned. And 30 minutes before I went, they was filthy. So I took the water hose and I didn't say nothing. I washed them things off real good and I set them out there. And when she walked out there, them things were soaking wet. You see, I waited too late to clean them up. Friends, I want you to know tonight, there's going to come a day in some people's life that they're going to wait too late for Jesus Christ to clean them up and for the blood to be applied because they're putting off what God's wanting to do in their life. Friends, tonight, have you ever thought about people that puts off salvation? They put off that door. They put off walking through that door. And what a miserable state that is when they put that off. But he says tonight, look with me tonight in 2 Peter 3:9. This is what I'm talking about, that opportunity that God gives us. 2 Peter chapter number 3 in verse number 9. He said there's always hope, there's always peace, and there's always rest when you enter in that door. 2 Peter chapter number 3 and verse number 9. I want you to get this. He said, don't put off what God is calling you to do. 2 Peter 3:9, the Lord is not slack concerning his promise. He does not put off. He said, preacher, I've been praying for something for years and it ain't come to pass. He ain't put it off none. It's just right in his time. Look what he says here. The Lord is not slack concerning his promise as some men count slackness. Man, there's some men count the Lord as slack that he's not doing what they think he should do when he should do it. And I'm one of them. Man, I want you to know when I pray today, I want to answer today, don't you? That just ain't how it works. And I've said this before, we're a microwave generation, but we serve a crockpot God. We want it right now. Hit 30 seconds, bring it out. You can eat it and it's all good. But I want you to get this. It ain't like that. And then I told my wife, God showed me something today. And this ain't even in the message, but I got to give it to you. We got a dog off Brother OJ and Sister Kim. And man, that thing, it's just a dog. Man, we thank the world of that little thing already. But it eats a lot. If you're hungry, you're going to eat, right? So I had an idea, Brother Harold. We was at Ross's, and they had a jug there. And you fill this jug up, and it sticks down in there, and the food dispenses out in the bottom of it. And as he eats, he eats all he wants. He gets all he wants because it's there. Well, I filled it up, and it run down, and it done. Well, this evening, we was at home, and I'm talking about an opportunity to enter in and get what you need from God tonight. And that dog was sitting there whimpering. I was like, what is wrong with this thing? And I walked there and looked, and his bowl was empty, but the food was there. And I squatted down there, and I took my finger, and I raked a little bit. He started slopping it up, and I raked it a little bit more, and I raked it a little bit more. I'm trying to teach him. Friends, and tonight I'm trying to teach you. You're not a dog tonight, so don't even think that. But get this tonight. God is here. He's got everything you need. And this, I'm talking about, this pot is full. Your blessings are full, and he's got plenty of it. The problem is that my wife told me tonight, we don't reach for what God has and dig into what God has for us. Friends, tonight, if you want to enter in where God is tonight and get his blessings through this revival, you're going to have to do some reaching on your own tonight. We're going to have to reach in there and get what we need. All the way through this revival, we'll have an opportunity to do what God has called us to do, because Jesus Christ is the door. As I said that, I told her, I said, well, that dog just didn't paw his way. And she said, no, he didn't reach far enough. Friends, tonight, there's a lot of us in this group tonight, we're pawing our way, but we just ain't reaching far enough. God's not short. Let's go back to the text. God's not short. If you feel like you're slacking tonight or you're lacking something, God is not short. Look what he says tonight in 2 Peter 3:9. The Bible says the Lord is not slack concerning his promise, as some men count slackness. But he is long-suffering toward us, not willing that any should perish, but that all, A-L-L, all should come to what? Repentance. That we all should come to repentance. But we see tonight that when that open door comes and we have an open door opportunity, opportunity is to enter in. But also, if you look into the text tonight in John 10, verse number 9, not only do we have that open door represents an opportunity to enter, but it's inviting to everyone. You see, this door that's open is invited to everyone. Everyone is invited to tonight. And I believe tonight that we need to see this tonight in the text. He says it's inviting to everyone. It says, come on in. Come on in. Come on in. Have you ever went to an elderly person's house and you knock on the door? You go to my age and younger, and you knock on the door. They get up and they come to the door. Right? They get up and they come to the door because they want to know if they won't let you in or not. Okay. Let me give you this. You go to an elderly person's house and you knock on the door. You know what they say? Come on in. They don't care who's at the door. They don't get up to see who's at the door. You know what tonight? You know what Jesus Christ does? He don't look who's at the door. He don't look. He don't care who's at the door. When they want in where he's at, you know what he says? Come on in. Well, you don't know what they've done, preacher. You know what he says? Come on in. That blood of Jesus Christ washes everything. Look at this tonight. He says it's inviting to everyone. Come on in. In verse number 9, we see it's inviting for redemption tonight. He says, I am the door. By me, if any man enter, he shall be saved. That's that redemption tonight. He said, if any man enter into where I am, he shall be saved. He said, not only for redemption, but he said for a relationship. Folks, tonight, to be redeemed is to have a relationship with Jesus Christ. John chapter number 10 and verse number 14, the Bible says, I am the good shepherd. This is Jesus talking. I am the good shepherd and know my sheep and am known of mine. He says tonight that invitation to invite people to come on in for redemption and for a relationship, but also he invites you in for rest tonight. He said, come unto me, all you that are weak and heavy laden, and guess what he'll give you? He said, I will give you rest. He said, if you'll come unto me, I'll give you rest. Friends, tonight he says this. He says, I am the door. He said, he did not say, I am the doors. He said, I am the door. He said, there's only one way. Well, you're very conservative on that. That's not my opinion. That's not my idea. That's what the Bible says. He says, I am the door. If you're going to go to heaven, he said, I am the door. And it's been set up like that all the way through eternity. Well, at that sheep pen, when they'd go to get them sheep and they'd go to gather them out, you know who would stand there? The shepherd. He would be there and he'd bring them sheep out. Them sheep didn't come out through 10 different doors. They come through one door to get out of that sheep pen. Friends, I want you to know tonight, when Noah, when he built that ark, there was one door to go in. There was one way to go in. And if you wanted safety, you had to go through that door. And it's still the same tonight. If you're going to make it to heaven, you have to go through the door, which is Jesus Christ. He says, I give you the opportunity, and I invite you to come in. Listen to this. Not only is it for redemption, he invites everyone to come in. Not only for relationship, he invites people to come in. And not only for rest, he invites you to come in. But he invites all race. R-A-C-E. Race. All colors. We all bleed the same. Hello? He said it's for all colors. It's for all race. It's for all people. Folks, tonight, if we're going to have a revival in this land, we've got to get past a lot of things. And one thing that we got to get on board with is that Jesus Christ, he loves everybody. There's not one person he don't love. You said, preacher, how do you know it's for all race? Turn with me, if you will, to the book of Revelation. Revelation chapter number 22 and verse number 17. He says, I want you to know this is for all race. It ain't just for some. It ain't for just a chosen few, but it's for everybody. Revelation chapter number 22 and verse number 17. And the Bible says, and the Spirit and the bride say, come. And let him that heareth say, come. And let him that is athirst, come. But look here. And whosoever will. Well, thank God I'm a whosoever, don't you? And whosoever will, let him take the water of life freely. For whosoever will, let him take of the water of life freely. Folks, tonight we have an opportunity to enter in where God would have us to be. I've took the opportunity and you have too. If you've been born again, you took that opportunity because you took the invitation when he said, come on in. Turn with me to Revelation 3:20. We're talking about an open door that God has given us. And we're talking about this opportunity to enter, but also there's an invitation that you can enter in. And in Revelation 3:20, I want you to get this tonight. We're talking about an open door that God has set for you and I. There's an open door that he has set for you and I. And look what he says. He says, behold, I stand at the door. He is the door. He says, behold, I stand at the door. Folks, Jesus Christ is here tonight. He is here tonight. And tonight, that door that we have in our life, there's so many doors, different doors that we have open. You think about this week when you go to your work or wherever you do, think about how many doors you open and go in and out all week long. Brother Kevin McDaniel, Brother Jake, think about all the doors you open on them cars. There's multiple doors that you open. Man, there's doors everywhere. There's doors all over the front of this building. And it allows you to go in and it allows you to come out. But there's only one door that allows you to go in eternity saved. That's Jesus Christ. Look what he says. He says, behold, you know why he used a door? Because we all know about a door. Everybody in this place uses a door. An illustration we can all give. Behold, I stand at the door and knock. He says, behold, I stand at the door and knock. And if any man, there's a whosoever, hear my voice. What does this say? And open the door. And open the door. And open the door. It was told of the great magician Houdini. Y'all know who I'm talking about. They said Houdini, you could put him in handcuffs. You could put him in a straitjacket. It didn't matter what you put him in. He could get himself out of it. He was the master of unlocking doors, getting in and getting out. Nobody could keep him from unlocking a door. If you had a door, he could unlock it. He could get out of it. And they said that he went to the Isles of British and said when he got there, he was going to do a stunt one night and let everybody watch how he got out of that straitjacket. And they said when he went, he said, a lot of people in the town asked him, said, won't you come to our local jail and try to get out? Won't you come to our local jail and try to get out? And oh, Houdini, he went and he looked and he said, I'll do that for y'all tonight before we go on in. And said he got there and he looked at the jail cell and he looked at the lock and it was just a common lock, looked like. And he said, put me in there, I can break out. And they said that Houdini got in there and said he got messing with the lock and he couldn't get it unlocked. And said for 2 hours he worked on that lock. And everybody was amazed. the little jail that we have here, he can't break out of this. He's broke out of all kind of things, but he can't break out of this. And they said he was almost exhausted and said he was giving it all he had. And said finally he just gave up and said, I cannot do it. And said when he said, I cannot do it, he got to that place and said he just slid down against the door and leaned up against it and it come open. Because the door was not locked. Folks, tonight, the way to Jesus Christ is not locked, has never been locked, and it will never be locked. Tonight, quit trying to do it in your way and do it God's way. He said, all you have to do is walk through the door. He said tonight, he said that you have an opportunity. I have invited you. But the last thing tonight that I want to give you is this. You have a choice. Even though you have an opportunity, even though the invitation has been given for whosoever will, the only thing that'll keep you from walking through that door is your choice. Don't let nobody ever tell you that it's irresistible grace. You can't resist the grace of God. You have to be saved when he calls. Friends, listen to this tonight. You can turn God away tonight. There's people who does it every day. You go and tell them. And then you got some that believe that you can be saved, but you can't be saved. He said, for whosoever will, when that grace knocks on your heart's door, if you'll accept Jesus Christ and walk through that door. He said, but it is a choice that we have. He said, it's a choice to eternity. A choice to eternity. A choice to eternity. I want to ask you a question tonight. How many times did God knock on your heart's door and you turned him away? Think about that. How many times did he knock on your heart's door and you it was an open door. You could have, right then, the opportunity. Man, you had the opportunity. The invitation was there. And you turned him away and you said, not today. Agrippa said, almost thou persuadest me to be a Christian. Almost. Folks, tonight, I pray to God that there's nobody in this place tonight that's almost. I pray we're all together. I pray right now if the rapture came, glory to God. Boy, I wished it would, don't you? Boy, snatch every one. I pray every one of us be snatched out of here. I pray there not be a one left. He said, preacher, who'd be left? The one that's lost. The one that's saved would be gone. That's what the book says, Brother Les. But he says there, he says, you have an opportunity. Man, you got an opportunity to enter in. You can enter in, man, enjoy what God's got for you. You got that opportunity to enter in right where God is. Man, you can find rest right there, but you got a choice that you got to make. He said, preacher, can you prove that? I want to show you this tonight in the book. Chapter number 9. The Bible says, I am the door. By me, if any man enter in. That's a choice. That's a choice. By me, if any man enters in, you have a choice to enter in. By me, if any man enter in, what will happen? If any man enter in, he shall be saved. Not lost. He shall be saved. If any man enter in, he shall be saved and shall go in and he shall go out. And what shall he do? He shall find pastures. He said, preacher, what kind of choice do we have tonight? He says, if any man. He said, but you can't be on both sides. You got to pick the side you want to be on tonight. Turn with me, if you will, to Matthew chapter number 6 and verse number 24. Matthew 6, 24. I want to show you this tonight. Matthew 6 and verse number 24. He says tonight that you can't do both. You can't serve both. It will not work. It ain't going to work. He won't have it that way. He says tonight there's an open door for Union Chapel Baptist Church. Boy, thank God for that tonight. I thank God, even though we're over here in Beaverton, Alabama, and you can't hardly find it on the map, that God knows right where we're at tonight. I thank God tonight that when he looks down tonight, Brother Eric, and you're sitting over there in that corner, he knows your name sitting right over there. He don't have to look around and wonder where we are. He knows where we are tonight. But look what he says. Matthew 6, 24. And this is what Jesus said. He said, you have a choice for eternity. What you going to do with it? No man. See, there it go again. It ain't a debate. You can't debate this. I love how he does that. No man can serve two masters. For either he will hate the one and love the other, or else he will hold to the one and despise the other. You cannot serve God and mammon. Tonight, church, I want to give you this. Who are we going to serve? I'm going to go on past. Who am I going to serve? I'm going to ask as a group tonight, as a body of believers tonight. I believe I'm at my weakest when I'm by myself. I believe I'm at my strongest when I'm with a group of believers, with y'all. I'm at my strongest when we're together in Christ Jesus. So I'm going to ask you tonight, who are we going to serve? Are we going to serve God or are we going to serve man? Folks, tonight the door's open, wide open tonight. Revival's here. Man, I feel it. Revival's here. It's stirring all through this place tonight. It's stirring in my life. I know it's stirring in your life. It's got to be. And what I want us to do as a church, man, I'm pleading the blood of Jesus on this revival. And what I'm begging us to do tonight is to seize this opportunity. Take this invitation that He is the door and He's given us. And make a choice that next week, no matter come what, it don't matter what happens, that I'm going to be right here. Because I'm not looking for Lamar County to be revived. I'm not looking for Beaverton to be revived. I'm not looking for none of them to be revived. I'm looking for this church right here, this local body, to be revived. And when this revival is over, on the calendar, it'll take on the rest of the year. That's my prayer tonight. Man, COVID has done something to our church. Man, it's took members of our church. It's taken them out. And that scar is deep and it lasts. It lasts. You know why the deacon body's going on with this revival and they pushing this revival on? It's because I need it. You need it. We need it. Man, we need something that we can get together on. Man, we need four nights together. We need it. We need it. We need God to show up in this place and somebody have an opportunity to be saved that might be lost. Or somebody is backslidden might have the opportunity to get back where they need to be with God by that invitation that He's going to give this week. He's giving it tonight. He said, you got an opportunity and an invitation. It's our choice. He said, if my people which are called unto my name will humble themselves. He said, preacher, you know what it's going to take this week for me to make it four nights? Just consider the last 3 hours of Jesus' life on this earth. Just consider it. Preacher, you know what kind of battle it's going to be for me to make it every night at 7 o'clock? Just consider His last 3 hours He is alive. Go to your Bible and read it. I'm not browbeating nobody. I'm just telling you, go to the last 3 hours. Go to the last 3 seconds when He said, it's finished. That'll make you want to be here. Woo! Woo! Go there when He said, because it was you and I beating Him, by the way. It was you and I. Oh, we was whooping Him on that cross. Oh, yeah, we was whooping Him. We nailed Him to the cross. But you know what He said? He said, Father, forgive them, for they know not what they do. Folks, we have an opportunity this coming up week, I'm telling you, to come in here as a church family, smiling from ear to ear. Amen? I'm talking about happy. What you going to do this evening? Oh, man, I got revival. Got to go to church. Oh, please don't do that. Don't do that. Don't do that. Say, man, I'm getting to go to revival tonight. Where at? At my home church. Man, you ought to have seen last night. Preacher, nothing happened last night. Yes, in somebody's heart it did. Somebody took that opportunity. Somebody's going to take that opportunity this week to get closer to God. They're going to take it. They're going to run with that opportunity. Because I want you to know they're going to make Jesus Christ their choice, and they're going to run with what He's called them to do. And they're not going to be like Houdini and try to unlock the lock on their own. A lot of Christians are wearing themselves out trying to unlock doors and trying to get in where God is and do what God would have them to do when He's saying, the door's done open, all you got to do is just lean up against me. I'm going to ask you tonight, are you leaning up against God? Are you leaning against God tonight? I look around here tonight, and that's one good reason y'all are in the chairs tonight. Every one of y'all is in a comfortable position leaning on that chair. And I don't see a chair one that's let none of y'all down yet. Because it's man-made. But I'm going to tell you about a door that you can lean on that will never let you down. His name's Jesus Christ. I pray you be praying for the revival, lifting it up. Sunday night, 7 o'clock. We'll be back here Sunday morning at 9. But Sunday night, 7 o'clock. We're going to have chairs out. I encourage you to just, hey, let's have a good time. Lift up the name of Jesus. See what He has for us this coming up week. Amen. Let us pray. Father, I love You. And Father, I thank You tonight. Father God, I am praying tonight that we take this opportunity that You've given us. Father God, just to come and lean up against You this week, up against that door. Father God, that door that, whew, it's never locked. Oh God, I thank You. In 2007, that door wasn't locked. Oh God, I thank You that night that I called on you, Father God, that you saved my soul. And I thank you for the other ones that's out here. Father God's been saved a lot longer than I have. That door wasn't locked then. And it won't never be locked. It's always open. And Lord God, I pray we take that opportunity this week. Father God, just to just rest in you. And Father God, make you our choice. Because you've given us the invitation. Father, we love you. Father, we thank you. And we ask it all in Jesus Christ's most holy, precious name. And all of God's people said, amen. Invite somebody this week. We're going to sow